Okay, today is the 9th chart review, Deerbrook, D-E-E-R-B-R-O-O-K, Emergency Hospital. The date of visit, 8-8-2023, Dr. O'Hearn, O-H-E-A-R-N, O'Hearn. So, first patient is L.M., that's a 74-year-old woman, presents with fever and cough. Patient was diagnosed with bronchitis, vital stable, given Rocephin Decadron in the emergency room, sent home with Tessalon and Zithromycin. Patient says that she feels better. She liked the care she received from Dr. O'Hearn. But she wishes she had a chest x-ray because she hears rattling in her chest. I did speak to Dr. O'Hearn regarding 74-year-old woman with cough and fever in an emergency room setting. Should have a chest x-ray, and he agreed. He said he'll do that next time. Next patient is IR, 15-year-old with no 15-year-old who male who feels like his blood pressure going up after he had some sort of immunization today. His vitals were stable, his blood pressure was stable. He had a normal exam, so he was sent home. No one answered the phone. Next patient is TM, 20-year-old with feeling congested, heart palpitations, pain in the left arm, short of breath. She's 19 weeks pregnant. She had a full workup, CBC, CMP, EKG, cardiac workup. D-dimer was slightly elevated. Of course, she had no x-ray or CT scan, but she's feeling a lot better today, and she liked everyone that took care of her. Next patient is TG, is a 27-year-old woman with IV infiltrations after she was in the emergency room a few days ago, diagnosed with IV site phlebitis, given clindamycin. The phone number that was left was not in service. Next patient is CW, 50-year-old woman with low back pain, nausea, dizziness, lightheadedness, swab test negative, UA showed UTI, treated with Rocephin, and in the emergency room and sent home with Pyridium and Cipro. Left message for patient to call back. Next patient is AR, 22-year-old woman with headache, body ache, feeling weak, temp of 101, positive COVID, Decadron, Rocephin, and Zithromycin were the medication given. No chest x-ray was done, and the phone number that was left was a bad number. I did discuss and remind Dr. O'Hearn that all positive COVID should have either a chest, at least a chest x-ray, if not a CT scan. And he appreciated the reminder. He'd forgotten about COVID and chest x-ray, he tells me. Next patient is SW, is a 59-year-old male with left flank pain, history of diverticulitis, white count 6.1, chemistry normal, Toradol given in the emergency room. Toradol given in the emergency room, sent home with some kind of antibiotic, but there's no copy of it in the chart. Patient did not answer the phone. No CT scan was done. I reminded Dr. O'Hearn. I spoke to Dr. O'Hearn, reminded him all abdominal pains require a CT scan, despite normal white count or any other findings on the exam. He states that the patient looked too good, in quotation, but I told him, despite how they look, a CT scan is needed for all abdominal pains. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is DM, 72-year-old with cough, congestion, runny nose, positive COVID. Patient was given Rocephin, Decadron, sent home with Plaquenil, Tessalon, and Zithromycin. I suspect patient requested the Plaquenil. A phone number that was left was a bad number. Patient did have positive COVID. No chest x-ray was done. This was also brought to Dr. O'Hearn's attention regarding chest x-ray and CT scan, especially in an elderly woman. Next patient is KF, 47-year-old with some kind of rash consistent with allergic reaction to insect bites, treated with Zyrtec, Pepcid, Decadron in the emergency room, sent home with the Medrol dose pack and steroid cream, already doing better. Was happy with the care. Next patient is EP, 26-year-old with fever, sore throat, temp of 101, positive COVID, given Tylenol, sent home with Z-Pak. No chest x-ray was done. Patient did not answer the phone. This was also brought to Dr. O'Hearn's attention. Again, positive COVID, always CT or a chest x-ray, a must. Thank you.